Mike Tenura is now here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago to discuss what's been happening across the growing regions around the planet. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us today.
Great being here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Let's start in South America. They have been delayed, at least in Brazil, getting things started for their growing season because it's just been so darn dry. And that's not really the only nation in that continent that's been dry. Can you give me your perspective on what's happening there?
Well, it's been much drier than normal in most of Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay over the last 1, 2, and/or 3 month periods. And this basically is telling us two different things. Number one is that the wet season is starting late in central and northern areas of Brazil, and it's indicative of dry to drought conditions everywhere else. So this is a large area to be experiencing dry conditions. A cool front is going to move across Brazil over the next 5 days, and that will bring some thunderstorms to different areas, but we're not looking for heavy rainfall from that setup. It's going to dry out again over the 5 days that follow before the next system comes in, but basically for Brazil and Paraguay, we're only looking for around half of normal rainfall over the next 2 weeks. So this story is not going away. In Argentina, it's the same story in that there's not a lot of rain coming up. There will be a few showers in southern corn, sunflower, and wheat areas this weekend, and then a few more thunderstorms around 10 to 12 days from now. But the way it looks at the moment is like this. There's not much rain coming up, and we're only projecting about half of normal rainfall there as well over the next 2 weeks. So the story in Argentina is also going to linger throughout October. And it's unusual to see this large of an area experiencing dryness because it's such a big area. Typically, one area is dry and one area is wet. The way it looks now is that they're all going to end up being drier than normal over the next couple of weeks.
Let's move to the United States, to the Midwest, where corn and soybean harvest is underway. How will things continue for the next week or so for producers trying to bring in the crop?
Well, not much is going to happen over the next couple of weeks. We'll see Hurricane Delta move into Arkansas and Louisiana this weekend, and that will then dissipate in Kentucky and Tennessee and maybe scrape parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. But we don't think that's going to be a major rain producer in the Corn Belt. Separately, a cool front is going to move through on Monday, and that will end the unusually mild weather that we're experiencing now. And we'll see another front move through around 10 days from now, too. But between all of these events, we're looking for drier than normal weather to continue in the Corn Belt without any major rain events on the near or medium term horizon.
Here in the United States, hard red winter wheat should be going into the ground, though producers have had some difficulties because it's been so very dry there. Any relief for them coming?
There's really not. It's highly unusual what's taking place out on the plains. They saw some decent rainfall between September 7th and the 10th, and that's pretty much what they're riding out for soil moisture at the moment. It hasn't rained since then, and it's not going to rain for at least a couple of more weeks. And the coverage of 30-day dryness on the U.S. hard winter wheat crop is going to exceed 90% of expected production from this weekend forward until it rains again. And that will be by far the highest amount of dryness that we've seen in the middle of October at any point in the last 9 growing seasons. So it's very unusual to see this high coverage of dryness at this time of the year on the hard red winter wheat crop. And without any real rain in the forecast, it is a bit of a concern with winter approaching. Probably the even more interesting thing about this is that we're moving into a weak to moderate La Nina at the moment. And historically, the most similar one to the one that's projected was in 1995 and 96. And in that winter, it was unusually dry. And in another similar La Nina, which was in 2005 into 2006, we had the driest winter in the plains in more than 125 years of record. So it's hard to say if this is the start of a repeat of those events, but it certainly is a possibility, and we do have concerns over that crop. Of course, there's still many months to go before we'd be very worried about it, but this is just setting the stage for us needing to watch the weather in the plains.
It appears a similar situation has set up in the Black Sea wheat-growing regions. Is that true?
You're absolutely correct. Russia and eastern Ukraine have been much drier than normal over the last 3 months. There's no doubt that they're experiencing a drought, and there's no rain in the forecast over the next couple of weeks. The only saving grace at the moment is that it's also going to be much warmer than normal throughout most of the rest of the month. And so the cold season is not going to arrive early. And that basically means that if we somehow were to get a big rain within the next couple of weeks and it stayed really mild, then maybe you could get out of this situation. But you have to keep in mind that winter is quickly approaching in Russia and in eastern Ukraine. And because of that, the overall risk is much higher than normal going forward. Even parts of western Ukraine would benefit from more rain, even though they did see some around 10 days ago. They still need more. So this is also a tricky setup. The only thing that's a little bit improved is across the European Union. They saw a lot of rain over the last month or two, and so we don't have a lot of concerns there.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Let's chat next week.
We will indeed. That's Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.